Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Getting It Right, Bible Bits from 2 Peter. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, a destructive pretender. I just want to tell you up front, as we look at this particular session, that I will be presenting a lot of scripture in making a particular argument. So hang on there as we go through this, talking about a destructive pretender. Let's read our text, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. We hear a lot about false teachers. Well, why should we be concerned? Well, because of what God's word says. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come into you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Again, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." How can we recognize and refute a false teacher? Well, we begin with our text from Peter's second letter to the saints. First, how to recognize a false teacher. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false prophets among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." Secretly bring in destructive heresies. They teach heresy. Acts chapter 15, verse 1. "Certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, 'Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.'" And then if you drop down to verse 5 of Acts 15, "Some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, 'It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.'" Jesus warned about this in Matthew 15 in verse 9. He said, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." So they teach heresy. They deny truth. They deny the atonement, even denying the Lord who bought them. They deny the lordship of Christ. Jude 4, "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out of this condemnation, marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So they deny the atonement. They deny the lordship of Christ. They deny the incarnation of Christ. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3, "And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So they deny the incarnation of Christ. They deny the power of godliness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. And then they deny sound doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. So they deny truth. They live immorally. You can recognize them. Many will follow their destructive ways. Titus chapter 1 verse 16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 20, Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. They're greedy. False teachers. They're greedy. By covetousness they will exploit you. Titus chapter 1 verse 11. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. They practice deceit with deceptive words, it says. Listen, a wolf wouldn't put on a sheepskin by accident. Satan and his angels operate in deception. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 down to verse 15. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Jesus warned us of them in Matthew 24 and verse 11. Then many false prophets will rise and deceive many. Even when they appear to be righteous, this is the reality of false teachers. And then second, how to recognize them. And then second, how to refute a false teacher. Proverbs 11 verse 1 is an interesting verse. It says, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Listen, God despises every false way. And we should also. Psalm 119, verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And then down to verse 128 of Psalm 119. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. So, God's word tells us to hold tight to the truth and contend for the faith. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 tells us to hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Jude 3 and 4, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. That's verse 3. What do we do? Well, we need to mark them. Romans 16 and verse 17, the first part of it. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you've learned. Note them. Remember, Jesus said to know them by their fruits. We just cited 5 points on recognizing false teachers. They teach heresy. They deny truth. They live immorally. They're greedy. And they practice deceit. We need to avoid them. We need to mark them. We need to avoid them. The second part of that verse 17. Avoid them. And why? Well, Romans 16:18, the next verse, tells us, for those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. 2 John chapter 7, or I should say, 2 John verse 7, says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Maybe you drop over to verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. False teachers should not be allowed into fellowship. Because if you do, you're sharing in their evil deeds. And remember again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the last part of verse 5. And from such people turn away. So we need to avoid them. Now, of course, that presents a problem because even though we need to avoid them, we need to also seek for their salvation. Well, it's kind of like in this world, we're told to be in the world but not of it. We spend time with people, but we don't make them our intimate friends. We don't make them part of our plan. We find ourselves among them and we seek to lead them to Christ, but we don't make them intimate friends. We avoid them. We need to test them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. I mean, testing them. Did Jesus come in the flesh? Do we need any teaching other than the Bible? Is Jesus the only Son of God? Is Jesus the head of the church? Does Jesus' blood atone? Is there more than one way to God? Can we be saved apart from Christ? Many ways to test false teachers. So we need to test them, and we need to stop them. Titus chapter 1, verse 9 down to verse 13. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. That is key right there. That verse 13 is key. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. And then we need to save them. Jude 23. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Listen, God wants even false teachers to be saved. We should also. But before they can be saved, they must be stopped. Yet, we must be careful, fearful of being contaminated by their false doctrines. You think about all that, and you have a great day.